from the Valley of the Sun, Golf Talk Radio.
About playing golf in inclement weather. And it just so happens that here in Phoenix, we haven't had any rain in 145 or 46 days. Last night it started raining. It is still raining today. So our first segment is going to be about playing in the rain and what we need to know to play well when it's raining. Well, one of the first things that you want to do is check your weather forecast so you can make a game plan. You know, sometimes where you live, the weather might be all right, but on the other side of town where your tee time is, it could be raining there, or it could be windy, or it could be cold. Who knows what it's going to be? I remember a few years ago, I was down in Tennessee doing some workshops, and some friends of mine called from Kansas City and asked if I would meet them at this golf resort in Arkansas. And I said, well, you know, it's cold here in Memphis. What's the weather over there? And they said, well, we called, and they said it was just perfect. So I drove over there. It's about a 3.5-4 hour drive, and it was cold, rainy, and it was also snow flurries. So what was perfect to somebody is not perfect to me. I don't like the rain. I don't like the cold. So check your forecast. Always make sure you put on your rain suit before you go out to warm up. Remember that the putts will be slower and will break less on wet greens. And when you're selecting a club for the shot, think carry, not roll. How far am I going to hit this ball in the air? Not how far it's going to roll, because when the course gets wet, the ball's not going to roll as far. Now, let's go back to put on your rain suit before you warm up. Don't wait for it to start raining to put on your rain suit, because I see a lot of people that do this. What happens is they wait until it's raining, their clothes get wet, and then they put their rain suit on. Now they're really uncomfortable. So go ahead and put it on either in your car, before you get there, in the locker room, in the restroom, somewhere. And if you know it's going to rain, warm up in your rain suit. Get a feel for it, because even though rain suits today are more flexible than any other day, any other time in golf history, they can still be constrictive. So we want to make sure that we know how far back we can take the club with this extra clothing on, because normally it's going to be less than where we normally take it. So we want to check and make sure, what is the distance that I can take this back? It's going to be more restrictive, and the swing is going to be, the backstroke is going to be a lot shorter. I'd also suggest that you get some waterproof golf shoes and wear them even on days when it's not raining, so you can get them broke in and they get a feel of normal rather than being real tight and causing blisters on your feet. A full-size golf umbrella is also a good deal to have. I'd recommend the Gust Buster, G-U-S-T Buster. It not only holds up in heavy winds and doesn't collapse like most umbrellas, it's big enough that it will keep you completely dry during your round of golf. And then make sure you get a little head cover, these plastic rain covers, to go over your top of your golf bag and cover your clubs with, so that the rain doesn't get down inside your golf bag. Now, what some players do is they will stick a tee in the end of the grip when it's raining, so that when the club is sitting in the bottom of the bag, that the club itself doesn't actually, the grip of the club doesn't set in the water. The tee stops it from setting on there, and that also keeps the water from running down inside the shaft in the grip. Wet weather gloves are also available. You can get them almost anywhere. But keep all your spare gloves in a plastic bag and make sure they don't get wet. You need to keep your hands and the grips of your golf clubs dry, so pack extra towels and gloves. Make sure you have pockets in your rain pants so you can keep your hands in your pockets till you're ready to play. Because wet grips and gloves, wet golf gloves, make you grip the club tighter. So even though we want firm fingers and a flexible wrist, we don't want firm fingers and firm wrists. So if the club is twisting or slipping out of your hand because the glove or the grip is wet, you'll hold it way too tight and you won't be able to feel any of that motion through the wrists or the forearms. Now, if it's that wet and you feel your feet sinking into the ground, you also are going to feel like you're getting closer to the golf ball. So what you need to do is to choke down on the club the same amount. So if you feel like you're going into the ground about a half an inch, choke down on the club about a half an inch to counteract that feeling. Now, you know, the effects of rain have really never been studied on the golf ball to a great deal, but I can tell you that rain will reduce distance, especially off the tee. The ball will travel shorter in the air, so again, you have to think carry, not roll. Now, with today's golf clubs and technologies, the grooves produce less flyers, but they still are common, and they occur when the wet grass gets between the club face and the ball. So with less backspin, the flyer is actually going to travel farther through the air and roll farther when it lands. So now we need to try to predict this extra carry and roll when we're selecting our club. One tip, though, is if you're in the rough, go ahead and set up with your hands slightly higher and have a steeper angle of attack into the golf ball, and this will reduce the amount of grass that gets caught between the club and the golf ball. Now remember, when you're on the green, the grass is wet, so it's going to be slower, so you have to hit the putts harder and figure out less break than usual. Next, we're going to be talking about playing into the wind.